The views and opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.
Welcome, welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave from LA, coming to you live from FEMA region number 6. And today is January the 9th, 2018. Come here, ghost. And we have a live show for you today, and we are looking forward to getting started with you all. Excuse me, my buddy, my little friend, my dog is acting up. Really, really good dog. So we'd love to hear from you all today. Give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025, hit star. We'll see you in queue, and we'll bring you up. So before we get started, let's take care of some administrative duties, and that is you all supporting Black Talk Radio Network. Please, if you could, give $24 to donate to Black Talk Radio Network, be a part of BTR community, or even give $12, if every listener here does $12, just $12, that will, every listener that's listening, $12 will ensure that Black Talk Radio Network is here going forward in the future. If we can't do that, and won't do that by you all, the listeners, then it was actually created for the listeners, and the listening audience wants to listen to Black Talk Radio Network for free. Which that is no way possible at all. That's unreasonable to think that. That's unreasonable to expect that. It just doesn't work that way. So we would be losing Black Talk Radio Network. We have 1 year to be able to sponsor Black Talk Radio Network so it can be, go forward in this other year. Don't want to really labor this too much. You know the importance of it. You know what this means. If you were in Scotty's position in putting Black Talk Radio Network together, you would have the same sentiments against all of those that haven't given. Even those of you that haven't given know that you possibly could give and you haven't given. You would be upset with you yourself in the way in which the overall support for the network that's necessary, that you know, especially in today's world, and it hasn't received that, and it should be receiving that from you all, because the value of it is here. This is why you're here. This is why there's so many listeners to Tando Radio Show. For those of you that can't do it, and you know that there is not an excuse that you're me, or instead of, you know, there is no excuse that you can't do it. It's just that you're unable to do it, and there's a difference between not wanting to do it and not doing it, and not being capable. So that does not apply to you all, but the rest it does apply to. Come on, y'all need to move off, and definitely some of you are going to be giving. Greatly appreciate it, and we'll be glad, and we'll definitely appreciate what you give so that this network can keep going. And we don't have to worry about this, these types of things. So give what it is that you would expect if you was at Black Talk Radio Network. If you were putting all of this together, give what you would expect, because and give at least more than what you take. Very, very, very important. So, I mean, it's $1. Come on now. All right, so no need to labor about that. You know what's up, and that speaks volumes. Next is being a part of BTR Community. Go to btrcommunity.com, www.btrcommunity, or go to the homepage for Black Talk Radio Network. Hit the capital B with the black background for the broadcast and become a member. You know, it's very, very important that we become a member of BTR Community. That is a financial obligation for only $24 a year that sets that supports Black Talk Radio Network in being able to do everything that it's doing. You know, a lot of times we wonder, what is it that Black Talk Radio Network can give me? What can I learn? And then there's a lot of things that people learn from Black Talk Radio Network, and they turn it into their overall personal profitability. Well, that is something that you should definitely see with Black Talk Radio Network, because you wouldn't have known these things. But, you know, we got to really be careful of not becoming what we have had to endure. And it's a position where there are far too many people that are listening to this network and aren't taking an interest in preserving this network. So that is going to be a unattainable end to that type of relationship. It just can't happen. So, but for those of you that do support and everything else, believe me, greatly appreciate it. And even if things change, those of you, you'll find us again, and may have to find us under different pretenses, and I think that would be even better. So definitely want to just say be a part of BTR Community, okay? Also, if you would like to acquire real money, you can go to Prosperity Mint and transfer your cash into real money and check out what's in inventory there, and definitely you can do that. So take a look at that as well. Also, oops, I just bit my tongue. Ouch. Next, we're going to jump into L.A. Ramon is hilarious. I'm looking at L.A. Ramon's image icon inside of Uber Conference. Man, that's a good one there, L.A. Ramon. I like that one. Okay, so we're going to jump into what's in the news and get into today's show. And today's show is going to be about the U.S. will make a move in desperation against North Korea. The U.S. will make a move in desperation against North Korea. It's today's show. And if you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025, at any given time. And we'd love to hear from you. First article that I posted from the Telegraph, exclusive. U.S. making plans for a bloody nose military attack on North Korea. America is drawing up plans for a bloody nose military attack on North Korea to stop the nuclear weapons program. The Telegraph understands the White House has dramatically stepped up preparations for a military solution in recent months amidst fears diplomacy is not going to be working. So, and this was said by a well-placed source. So check out that article. Next article, major. Today, this happened last night in the Koreas. North Korea and South Korea definitely had a meeting. And we're going to take a look at some of that and why that could mean some real problems. And I definitely see that. Hold on one second. Let me fix this here. So North Korea to send delegation to Winter Olympics in South Korea, official says after a rare meeting. South Korea on Tuesday said North Korea will send a delegation to next month's Winter Olympics in South Korea, sign of possible thawing in the relationships between the two countries. South Korea's Vice Unification Minister said the promise to send the delegation was made during the rare talks on the border on Tuesday. Today, last night, first talk since 2015, in December of 2015. Wow, huge story. We're going to take a look at this one. This came from Ryan Like a Fox News. Also another article from BCC, British Brutal Criminals. Korea's agreed to defuse tension. North Korea and South Korea have agreed to hold military talks. Hold up.
Wait a minute.
North Korea and South Korea have agreed to hold military talks to defuse border tensions after the first high-level meetings in 2 years. The North will also send a delegation to the 2018 Winter Olympics taking place in South Korea in February. We need to look at these two articles. Huge. They're going to have more meetings. Uh-oh, big problem. Next article, another one from Wall Street Journal. North Korea near... Korea's near Olympic deal. North avoids nuclear talk. South Korea sought unsuccessfully to raise the North's nuclear program during bilateral talks, though the two sides appear closer to an agreement for the two sides to participate in the Winter Olympics. So check out this article and some significant things within that article that we will touch on that has everything to do with, I believe that there's going to be a desperate move. The U.S. will make a move in desperation against North Korea because of what's going on right now. Next article from British Brutal Criminals, BCC News. Russia thaws drone attack on Syria base. Russian forces have foiled a drone attack on an air base in Syria just days after reports that the rebel shelled and has damaged several planes. Activists say the attempt to bomb the base near northwest city of Laka on Saturday was thawed when unmanned crafts were shot down by the Syrian Observation for Human Rights were shot down by the Syrians, okay? So check out the in some other crazy stuff they have in here. So check out that article. Very, very important. We will maybe check some of this stuff out. Next article from Sputnik News. Syrian Army reports Israel missile attack on Greater Damascus. Check out that article. This whole thing is going to be continue to blow up. Next article from RT International. U.S. concerned that drones use an attack on Russian base in Syria available in the open market. The Pentagon said it has concerns about weapons falling into terrorist hands after Moscow said the drones used in attack on a Russian base in Syria could have only been supplied by a technologically advanced state. Now, what does the Pentagon say? Oh, somebody must have got that from us and stole that. And that, man, that's not going to fly, this whole thing. Ain't know where this stuff came from and who's using it and everything else. This thing is about to really go, y'all. So check out that article. Next article, I got this one from The Telegraph. How nuclear monarch Donald Trump could destroy North Korea in 35 minutes. Excuse me, sorry. Celebrity figurehead Donald Trump called North Korea's weapons in a little... to destroy North Korea in little over than a half an hour, experts told The Telegraph, according to the U.S. protocols designed to streamline the decision-making process, the celebrity figurehead president has sole authority to launch. No one has to second-guess his or her decision. And there may be no way to stop him going off the deep end. Check out that article. Telling, very telling. Next article from oilprice.com. Iranian sanctions will help China's petro yuan. Celebrity figurehead U.S. President Donald Trump may reimpose sanctions on Iran, a move that will likely give the petro yuan a serious boost just days before the yuan, denominated contract is launched. Check out that article. Next article, Lying from Lying Like a Fox News exclusive. J.P. Morgan Chase chairman and CEO Jamie Dimon regrets saying Bitcoin is a fraud, but still isn't interested in it. J.P. Morgan Chase chairman and CEO celebrity figurehead Jamie Dimon said today he regrets past comments in which he called Bitcoin a fraud at the September banking conference at the time. Dimon said that he will fire J.P. Morgan traders if they traded in the cryptocurrency. Check out that article. This is a setup, y'all. Completely a setup all the way around. Next article from RT International. Lost in space. Secret SpaceX Zuma satellite, a total loss, reports. The highly classified and offensive government satellite launched by SpaceX Falcon 9 rockets from Cape Canaveral was reportedly has been destroyed. Check out that article. Next article, this comes from ZME Science. Scientists turn DNA into virtually any 3D shape imaginable. Scientists have made a significant advancement in shaping DNA. They call twisting and turn the building blocks of life into just about any shape in order to demonstrate their technique. They have shaped DNA into donuts, cubes, teddy bears, and even the Mona Lisa. Check out that article. So those are some of the articles for today. So if you'd like to get in on the conversation at any time, we'd love to hear from you. Give us a call, 866-510-9025. 866-510-9025. Hit **. We'll see you in queue, and we'll definitely bring you up. So today's show, I definitely see the U.S. will make a desperate move against North Korea. Here's why. Let me go to one of the articles. It's two of them. And the one from the BCC, want to check that one out first and then talk to you about that. Like I was saying, if you'd like to get in on the conversation anytime, give us a call, 866-510-9025. And I see some things that are, man, it continues to unfold. So North Korea agrees. One second. I think Brother Braggs. Hold on, I had to put Brother Braggs on mute a little bit, was hearing a little bit of background noise. Okay, so the article here from the BCC, Korea's agree military talks to defuse border tensions. So here's what happened. North Korea and South Korea have agreed to hold military talks to defuse border tensions after their first high-level meeting in 2 years. North Korea will send a delegation to the 2018 Winter Olympics taking place in South Korea in February. An agreement was also reached to reinstate a military hotline suspended 2 years ago, the South government said. However, the North delegation was, move this down. The North delegation was negative on the subject of denuclearization, the South added. The U.S. gave a cautious welcome to the meeting. The State Department said that the U.S. remains in a close, move this, consultation with South Korea's officials who would ensure that North Korea's participation in the Winter Olympics did not violate U.S. sanctions. Hold on. North Korea and South Korea, let me move this down. So they're showing the overall in here, the overall meeting, and they crossed the DMZ. North Korea crossed into South Korea, crossed the DMZ, and the two Koreas meet, and it looked relatively pretty friendly. And it was a, looked like they were relatives meeting. And it says that North Korea and South Korea had a warm meeting at the DMZ. So let me see if I can play this real quick for you all so you can hear. Oh, I may have messed up. Oops, let me hold on 1 second. Let me see if I can play this real quick for you guys. I may have to reinstate it. Okay, so that's what I'll do. Let me reboot this and so that you could hear some things that happened here before I finish reading it. 1 second. It may not pull up. Okay, so let me finish reading this, and there's some very, 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 very important things that are here that you need to know. It might pop up. Okay, here we go. See if I get this to come on. May not be able to do it. Okay, nobody. All right, so it says, what happened at the talks? After a day of negotiation, the two sides issued a joint statement which confirmed they had agreed to hold military talks on defusing military tensions. The North also agreed to send a National Olympic Committee delegation of athletes, cheerleaders, and performers and spectators to a taekwondo demonstration team and media to the games, while the South would provide the necessary amenities and facilities. The statement also referred to the exchanges in other unspecific areas and other high-level talks to improve the relationships between the two. South Korea news agency reports the South asked the North to end any hostile acts that might raise tension, while the North agreed that there was a need to guarantee a peaceful environment on the peninsula. A statement from the South Korean statement said this. Other details have been released throughout the day by officials from the South. The South proposes that athletes from both. 1 second. Here's the major one. The South proposed that athletes, South Korea, proposed that athletes from both Koreas march together at the Olympics opening ceremony, as they did at the 2006 Winter Olympics. The South pushed for the union family members separated by the Korean War, a highly emotional issue for both countries, to take place during the Lunar New Year holiday, which falls in the middle of the games. I'm going to say that one more time. The South pushed for a reunion of family members separated by the Korean War, a highly emotional issue for both countries, to take place during the Lunar New Year holiday, which falls in the middle of the games. The South said it would consider temporary lifting relevant sanctions in coordination with the UN to facilitate the North's participation in the Olympics. The North reacted to those proposals as unknown. In the opening remarks, the head of the North Korean delegate was fairly neutral. He said the talks would bring a good gift for the new year, and that the North had a serious and sincere stance. Move this down. Article goes on. Where are the talks and how did they come about? They were held in Panjan Peach Village in the DMZ zone at the border. Five senior officials on each side attended, and the leaders of both sides were said to have watched the talks via closed circuit feed, meaning Kim Jong-un and the South Korean president. In his New Year's address, North Korea's leader Kim Jong-un said he was considering sending a team to the Olympics. South Korea Olympics chief had said last year that the North's athletes would be welcome. Following Mr. Kim's overtures, the South then proposed a high-level talk to discuss the North's participation, but the North only agreed to talk after the U.S. and South Korea agreed to delay their joint military exercise until after the Olympics. The North sees the annual drills as a rehearsal for war. Some critics in the U.S. see the North's move as an attempt to divide the U.S. and South Korean alliance. Hold on, stop. Isn't that amazing? This is this is a country that have relatives on all sides, and they got the nerve to say that the North is trying to sever or attempt to divide the U.S. and South Korea, their alliance, and their overall the family ties of North and South Korea are without even mention. This is the trickery of the system. Dramatic changes. A little over a week ago, North Korea was threatening nuclear war. This morning, a delegate from Pyongyang strolled across the demarcation line that divided the North and South Korea and agreed. A North Korean delegation would attend the Winter Olympics. It is a sudden and dramatic change after months of tension by few in the South believe that the demonstrations that demonstrate a fundamental shift on the North Korea's position. Experts say North Korea's Kim Jong-un has become increasingly fearful that the U.S. is planning a military strike against him and has decided he must do something to de-escalate tensions. South Korea's President Moon Jae-in, and more than put it in a delicate position of trying to engage North Korean genuinely in dialogue while not upsetting the very skeptical American ally. Almost finished here. When were the last talks? Back in 2015, relations then broke down after Seoul suspended a joint economic project at the industry complex in North Korea following a rocket launch and nuclear test by North Korea. The incident led to North Korea ending all communications with Seoul, including cutting off the military hotline. So now, here are some of the significant things that's happened. Let me play this video real quick. Hopefully you can hear this. One second.
Please do not make any hand gestures to the north and do not go past the forces behind you to the left and right.
This is the demilitarized zone. It's the closest we can get to North Korea. It's a neutral area, about 4 kilometers, that's about 2.5 miles. And there are both UN and South Korean soldiers just behind me. And in the distance, there is a North Korean soldier. But we've been warned not to make any hand gestures, not to make any sudden movements, because there are concerns about any starting gestures, given the fact that things are still quite tense here.
So those of you on my left not be standing in communist North Korea, or those on my right, you still let us be safe in the Republic of Korea.
This is one of the rooms where military talks are held. This is where the generals come. On the right-hand side of the table, it's represented by South Korea. Here on the left, North Korea. Any future talks, this is where they're likely to happen. In the distance there, North Korea, you can see the flags fluttering just up there. A very potent symbol and a reminder that In the field, the areas which are heavily mined all around here, recent mines at that, there's been a number of atrocities over the years. Many UN soldiers, also South Korean soldiers, have lost their lives here. And it's a reminder that this is still a very active conflict. Back at the base and the DMZ, there's even a gift shop. This may seem a strange place to end the tour, where you can buy your own set of military fatigues. There's some T-shirts up here, fridge magnets. If you're feeling particularly patriotic, you of course can buy a flag. But it is so puzzling, because this all seems so normal. And yet North Korea has nuclear ambitions. It has artillery pointing in this direction, and it's primed and ready for war. And that's something people just seem to have got used to here.
Hold on, one more, real quick. The meeting just took place. And one of the most tense places on the earth is in detail. That is 45 areas of three. We're going to each other.
I thought there was going to be more to that one. It wasn't the one that I thought. All right, so significant things that happened here. And I think that this is going to be a very tense moment, because the system definitely wants this war to happen, in my opinion, to be an act of furtherance and depopulation. It presents the most perfect way to depopulate the planet. One of the things that was significant is that North Korea and South Korea, two countries, after the Winter Olympics, are going to be under walking together. And now they are actually engaging in dialogue to remove the military tension. And from the overall looks of things, somebody is not going to want that to happen. And then not only that, the biggest thing about this article that was said is that during the Olympics, they want that, during the Lunar New Year, they want where the two Korean countries allow the families that were separated by the Korean War to be able to come together and have a reunion, a family reunion. And that's what the South wants to happen. And I wouldn't be surprised if the North agrees to that overall union, a family reunion. And ladies and gentlemen, that starts, and I'm going to tell you, the COINTELPRO, they've already know that this stuff was going to be happening, and they know where this is going to be going. And during the Olympics, I would not be surprised if something major, major happens. Because the last thing that from the standpoint of the United States, the last thing that it ever wants is for North and South Korea to come together. Because if that happens, they automatically become, especially now since they're nuclear capable, they become a global superpower overnight. Because they have the industrialism of South Korea and the overall military wherewithal and protection of North Korea. No need for the U.S. No need for to have the U.S. as an ally when the rest of the world will actually be coming to you for all business, forms of business. And North Korea will have the opportunity to develop North Korea further. And I don't see this as a challenge to China at all, nor to Russia, just the opposite. That whole region becomes the global hub of decisions globally by just those three countries, Russia, Korea, and China. And in reaching that, what has to happen? One thing and one thing only. China's not the problem. Russia's not the problem. It's the U.S. And just from the standpoint of what they tell us of the sovereign nation states, which I don't believe that they are. They're all in one big fraternity. But just go with that overall ceremonial hogwash. Oh, sorry about that, Scotty. You couldn't make out what I was saying. From that overall hogwash between the states, that means for North Korea and South Korea to unify itself, it means that it has to actually have a dismantling of the United States. And they know that. And now's the time to do it. Because the U.S. is surrounded now. This is going to be crazy. My man Scotty says, wow, the South Koreans knows that a lot of Koreans will die, possibly by the millions, if war breaks out. Who knew Donald Trump could be such a unifier? Laugh out loud. So true. So true. This whole thing is going to, it's going to be huge. And there is going to be a false flag that I think that's going to be used to start a pretense for war, as has been done before and through all wars of the past. So in order for there to be a unification of the Koreas, there has to be a untied States of America. And everyone is in position to do just that. It's no way in the world that the U.S. could exist with a unified Korea. None whatsoever. Because with that reunification of the Koreas, it changes the complete balance of influence and control globally. No longer will the U.S. be able to sanction any country in the world. How will you be able to sanction any country when you don't control any markets anymore? And many would say, well, that's a good thing. Well, it's a little deeper than that, I think. Because they're going to give that sanctioning power and capability to someone else so that the system maintains that overall control. Until all of these sovereign nations are untied by the people, we will continue to have the border clashes that we have now. Governments create borders. And the overall citizenry fights to maintain that line. Some point at some time, we got to stop towing that line. So during the Olympics, whew, let's see how this unfolds itself. And I would say thoroughly prepare for anything happening. I could see, even before the Olympics starting, slightly before, a major, major event happened. And that major, major event may move into military confrontation quickly, where South Korea will so-called have no choice but to engage North Korea. But then they may do this. They may all of a sudden have a change of heart and say, no, we're not going to engage North Korea. And then they actually say, no, they're not engaging North Korea. And then the U.S. engages North Korea on its own. Then South Korea will have a decision. South Korea will have a decision to either come to the aid of North Korea or to engage them militarily. Either way, South Korea is going to make a decision, because North Korea will be able to withstand the initial onslaught and now will have a decision to make. And I think they'll get a message from China. They'll get a message to Russia. It's about time that you expel all of that American influence in South Korea. The rest of the world is waiting for you to do that. Are you going to deny the rest of the world, or are you going to evict an occupying force? And I think that they're going to try to evict the occupying force, and that's when all heck is going to break out. This year is going to be interesting. Completely interesting. So we got a couple of callers that are in queue. We got my man Roz. We got my man Roz, and we got Thomas in queue, so we'll go to those first. Let's go to Roz first. Roz, welcome to Tando Radio Show. What's going on, brother? What says you?
Hey, peace and love. Great show. Man, that piece on North and South Korea's talks today is just very, very compelling. You've been predicting this for, what, at least a year? At least a year. And I find it quite interesting, because once you said that South Korea requested that the families that have been separated be allowed to reunite, that, and I said if North Korea agrees to that, I think that's going to be the linchpin in solidifying their relations together, to bring them together as one nation. I think that is the biggest aspect of it, has been the tragedy as far as individual families and different people who've been locked on both sides of the border. And I think that's going to be the major event to facilitate them unifying. The other thing I thought about is the Olympics. The Olympics have always been a place where people facilitate terroristic acts. Like you talk about Sochi, you had the bombing in Atlanta. I mean, there's so many events that have taken place at the Olympics. And what I can see happening is that is where you facilitate the global World War III, because there you're going to have people from all nations. So depending on the event that they orchestrate, they can immediately involve nations that were not involved just by hurting their Olympians or people from their country who need to come there to see the event. So I could definitely see that being a major situation that can play out there. And the other thing I thought about too is Kim Jong-un. I could see them trying to take him out, as far as sending some, either a drone strike or a drone of some sort, or doing something to set him up to be taken out of here before any unification can take place. I think that the moves that they're making as far as Kim Jong-un, because he's been saying it, it's not like this is new information that Kim Jong-un doesn't want any problems. Like Dennis Rodman's been saying it, Kim Jong-un has said it before, and other analysts have said he really doesn't want any issues. He, you know, he just wants to be left alone, which, like you've always said, is the reason for them to aspire to having nuclear arms, because it's the best way to keep these white supremacist bullies from doing the things that they do to countries without nuclear weapons. So,
such as Libya.
Exactly, and I could see them really attempting to get him out of there before any unification could take place, or like you said, the COINTELPRO machine will facilitate some sort of propaganda between the two countries, like they did with the Black Panthers and the US organization, to get them fighting. So definitely, I think you're completely on point with that. The US's influence is plummeting, and I think that's also going to facilitate the collapse of the economy. The collapse of the economy is going to be facilitated around this situation as well, because like you said, the US's influence is completely waning at this point. China's on the come up, and the other part is the Koreas too, with the manufacturing, because I think they're going to continue to dominate in the field of electronics like they used to in the past, as far as like the Panasonics and all those other companies where they were manufacturing these state-of-the-art goods. I could see that being another thing. So yeah, definitely I'm going to listen to the rest of the show and hear what Brother Thomas has to say. Peace to you too, Thomas, and to Scotty as well. And I'll mute my line. Thank you, good brother.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. Roz, you know, there's a couple of things that I want to touch on. I could definitely see, I think right now there's a big problem. China has a real concern, and that concern should be Taiwan. I definitely can see that they have an instigation within Taiwan to destabilize the overall area, and then destabilize the South Sea of China, because now an overt move in North Korea, the rest of the world is already could see coming. And then I could also see them trying to engage a false flag by saying that North Korea is testing another missile launch, and that this time the U.S. had to actually shoot it down. And then when that shooting comes, they're going to use that by way of sending over bombers to engage it with smart missiles and cruise missiles, and then there will be an all-out blast off. And once that cat's out the bag, it is all that she wrote. My man, L.A. Ramon, I'm going to read something that he said after we come out of the commercial break. This is really, really, really significant, and it's a very telling time. And one of the things that I've always noticed about the false flag operations is that when you look in one direction, they'll start something somewhere else. Iran, Syria, and Venezuela have a real threat right now, because the U.S. is desperate. It's desperate now. It already realizes that it has no other option but to now to kick off the war that it knows it has to, that it will lose. And the only way that they can win that war is to strike a decapitating blow and to bring so much drama and so much trauma and such a shock and awe, which they can't do, that it will put balance back in there, and it will leverage balance back to them. But there isn't anything. So now they're going to try to come up with their best solution, thinking that they're going to be able to be successful in this, and they're going to be woefully short. Woefully short. So here it comes. So let me go to my man. We got like 7 minutes. Let's go to my man Thomas, coming out of the city. Well, no, I shouldn't say the city, because the city is the city of London. Coming out of NYC. Thomas, welcome to Tando Radio Show. What says you, brother?
Hey, what's up, dude? How's it going, brother? Peace to
all. What's up, my brother? How you feeling? Good.
I was watching that earlier, man, and I was very happy to see the two Koreas shaking hands at the table. I loved it. I tell you this, man. The Koreas, separately and together, man, they're two countries ravaged by two racist ideologies, communism and capitalism, instead of coming together. If they do unite, I think we need to send a convoy over there, Dave. We need to send LeBron and Kobe and a few people, man, because they seem to, they love black culture. They already got all our money, our women with their weaves and our men with their Jordans and their Nikes, because, they got a monopoly on the hair.
My man Thomas.
So, I tell you this, man, Kim Jong, when I first saw him, when he became the president, I said, I like this guy. I always like anyone who's against the United States, anyone who's the anti-white supremacist. So I saw him with the skin fade. I said, oh, man, he got a skin fade. Like, he's definitely, he's down, He had Rodman over there. Not too great on Rodman, but I think that there's room for us as a people, not white people. We talked about the black people here, the shenangle to deal with them. They're in our neighborhoods, got all the sneaker stores and the weave spots. But I say this, Ross says the Olympics has been used for staged terrorist events, which is true. And I also think that the Olympics is a great unifier, and I think this is showing that, how these two countries, they can't come together for nothing, but they want to show face to the rest of the world, and I love it. I just hope that the U.S. doesn't try to Tanya Harding Kim Jong, chop up his knees. And the last thing I wanted to say, Dave, is you mentioned the Mona Lisa earlier. Now, I studied Mandela Effect. Now the Mona Lisa is smiling. Now, I don't remember her smiling when I was a kid, so I want y'all to check that out. I'll mute my line, though. Thank you,
man. Thomas, he said, I hope that they don't, Tanya Harding, Kim Jong-un, man, that was classic, and it's so true. It's so true. And I would just say to you, those of you, I would want you to go back to an opening ceremony. I wish I could play it right now. I want you to go back to the opening ceremony of the Summer Olympics when they were in China. The opening Olympics, China sent a message to the rest of the world.
That was the most amazing thing I ever saw, Dave. The way they did that, that was the China. Everyone was there, too. The Pope, the Queen, the Black Pope. I mean, they were all there in the crowd, and George Bush, and they were just standing there with their mouths open like, I can't believe this. That was amazing. They sent a message.
Man, you know exactly what I'm talking about. And I wish I could just play that for you all. I would ask every single person listening to Tando Radio Show to go to the opening ceremony. What year was it? Was it 2006? Went to Olympics? I'm not quite sure.
2008.
In China.
2008.
Yes, 2008 Summer Olympics. Go to the opening ceremonies for that. It was China sending the rest of the world a message. The Olympics always send messages. Russia, Putin sent a message to the rest of the world on February the 15th during the Sochi Olympics when he put the overall, when he put the gold medal of that day was going to be filled with the meteorite from the meteorite that struck Russia 1 year earlier on that anniversary. Russia was sending a message to the rest of the world is that we are going to change the economic direction of the world by real gold. That's what a meteorite is. Went over a lot of people's head, but it was a message to the rest of the world. The only gold medal, the only true real gold medal that's in standing today is the one that the Russians gave out during the Sochi Olympics for one day.
huge, huge message. So listen, we got to get ready to go to a commercial break. When we come back, we're going to jump back into the show. Give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Podcast and live program scheduling, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com.
Welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show. Welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025. 866-510-9025. Then hit star, we'll see you in Q, and we'll bring you up. My man, L.A. Ramon, said that we should be doing that exact same thing here, Dave, kicking out these occupiers. And I said, I agree, Ramon. Maybe that's the hand, maybe that's the writing on the wall for us. And yes, and I'm going to tell you, when this overall war kicks off and the untied states of America starts to unfold, there are going to be countries from all over the world that are going to be sending over influences here. China, if you remember, China said that they will be, with the U.S., they will be funding their enemies. And they will be orchestrating their demise. That is going to be something that is going to be standing here without a doubt in all forms and all fashions. Ones that you could think of and ones that you can't, that you haven't thought of, that I haven't thought of, that we haven't thought of. That's the overall premise, because that's what the system wants. But I'm going to tell you this. In my opinion, we're doing this all the wrong way. We're doing this by the overall playbook and the overall policies and procedures of the system itself. So we're playing by the system's rules so that it will rule. I would just hope at some point and at some time that we will see the overall necessity of doing something outside of the systematic rule. Then my man, L.A. Ramon, said, I thought 8 is a CERN symbol. Yes, it definitely is. That's why I can't remember the overall name of the male-female Hindu goddess.
Stiva.
Yes, thank you, my brother. Stiva, my man, yes.
I had a comment, yes, too, Brother Dave. The infinity symbol is just the 8 turned on it on a vertical.
Right.
I mean, on the horizontal, right, instead of a vertical. And the interesting thing, too, is that the Russians have been throwing all this information out about Black Lives Matter. So, obviously, they're going to be making inroads with black people in this country if things really, really get, once things start to get critical. I agree with everything you said. There's a show that comes on the FX channel called The Americans. And I watched that show because it's based on real events that took place in the 80s between the U.S. and Russia during the Cold War. And they basically have rehashed these events, and they center it around this family. This family were actually Russian-born spies that were inducted into the spy network at the age of 13. They were trained in Russia. They had trained them to the male, with the husband, they were put together by the government, the husband and wife. the male was actually even forced into homosexual relationships because the government said you might need to do some homosexual stuff to get information that the government needs. And he went through all his training, and they got set up here in the United States, and Derek Luke played a character who was in love with the Russian man's wife at some point in her past when she was in college. And he was one of her connections here for some of the spy stuff that was happening that Russia was doing here. They basically gave them a false identity. They made them a family, and then they had children of their own, even though they were married together by the government. And again, they had a network of black people that the Russian government was utilizing to take secrets from the United States. And this was in the 80s. So everything you're talking about, them making overtures about Black Lives Matter and all of this stuff, to me, these are just signs of just what you said. Some of these countries are going to be making inroads, and they're going to use our history of abuse under the system of racism, white supremacy, as their premise to say just what L.A. Ramon said: you need to get them occupiers up out of there. We're gonna help you get rid of your problem. Y'all have had that problem for 500 years. You help us, we'll help you. I definitely see that happening. Thank you, brother. I'll mute my line.
Yeah, definitely, Shiva. Thank you, Roz. It was on the tip of my tongue. And I was like, oh, man, wait a minute. It is, and I definitely see that playing out, because that's how the system works. It always has, and it wants to maintain its overall control. And it will sacrifice whomever and whatever, its minions, to maintain that overall direction. And so I think that we'll definitely see a lot of that starting to play out. And what that means is going to, I think it can evolve into many different directions. But I just hope that we as individuals and as collective individuals realize the system when it presents itself to us. Because it'll never be sincere. There never, ever will be sincere. So definitely have to be prepared for this, because many different things are going to change. And I want us to be able to create our own identity. Very, 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 very important. So, hey, real quick before we go further in the show, I want Brother Davis, if you would, Brother Davis, if you could chime in and just tell us about Wise Wednesday tomorrow. We'd greatly, greatly appreciate that. If you can. Brother Davis, I'm not sure if you can chime in right now. So if you can, Brother Davis, just unmute yourself. And so there's Brother Davis. Okay. So give Brother Davis a second, and he'll jump in and tell us about Wise Wednesday, if there's going to be a Wise Wednesday tomorrow. So 1 second. Let's give Brother Davis a second. Brother Davis, you there? Yeah, Brother Davis may be having a little. So whenever you could jump in, Brother Davis.
Yes, of course. Yes, of course.
Hey, yes, Brother of course, Davis. Brother. Always good to hear the voice of a friend.
Same, brother. Same. I tell you, it's been so much going on that I'm really going to be focusing tomorrow night's show on fortifying some things that are part of us, but we didn't know. Why didn't we know? Because when you're exposed to the truth, then you begin to identify with it. And a lot of people begin to realize that maybe they are a little bit more powerful or a little bit more grateful than they think. Why? Because there's things when you don't know, when you're exposed to them, you literally should be. I don't say everybody is, but you should want to do your due diligence so you can find out more. But let me say this here. There's a reason why they call you a human being. Look for tomorrow night's show. I'll explain it in detail, and believe me, you will be shocked. This is Brother Davis. Looking forward to a Wise Wednesday, Brother Dave. I appreciate the opportunity. Back to you, my brother.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, man. Great, great show. As always, Wise Wednesday tomorrow. The reason why they call you, there's a reason why they call you a human being. So definitely check out Wise Wednesday tomorrow. Looking forward to come with your pen and paper. And when you're here tomorrow, have your questions already. Give Brother Engage and Brother Davis, and that brings so much more. Because I always say that a dialogue is much more important than a monologue, which is kind of showing itself, the power of a dialogue. So tomorrow, Wise Wednesday, looking forward to it. So, I definitely see that that there are some very, very opportune moments that's going to be coming forward real soon because of what's happening now in the Koreas and also within the Middle East and within Eurasia. Another place that could spark this whole thing and change the overall direction is in the Baltic states, particularly the Ukraine and the border of Russia. All of the militaries throughout the world, particularly Russia, have moved their overall assets in position. And let me tell you something about the Russian military is that it's not the most substantial military in the world. It has its major problems with its general the general population are not trained very well at all. But one of the things about the Russians is this, is that they don't just fight, they fight for it all. And I don't see Russia being overtaken, especially in today's world where they have re-engaged militarily with some of the most some of the most capable weaponry that's not as sophisticated as you would think. And that's why their overall weaponry is so well. The U.S., one of the things Russia has always had a upper hand on the U.S. with missiles. It's one of the reasons why they were one of the first ones in space, because they were able to put their missile technology has always been much more advanced. And in today's world, that's what is really the deciding factor with so many things. And one of the things here is that for the first time, there won't be just a U.S. versus Russia war. It will be the rest of the world with Russia against the U.S. And those inroads are being laid, and they're being laid thick in Pakistan, is being laid thick in the Middle East, is in on the continent, in Djibouti, in Libya, in Sudan, in the Middle East, everywhere. And the U.S. can't afford any form of war. This is why you saw where the U.S. military in itself is falling apart and in shambles, because they purposely got it to where all of the reasons for the overall excuses for it to lose in a major war. And now I see that it won't even take long for the U.S. to lose. You know, when the so-called fall of the Russian Empire or Russia and the Soviet Union, that was one of the smartest things that Russia did, was allow the Soviet Union to fall. And it went relatively quick, but when the U.S. goes down, it's going to be even much faster. Much, much faster. I know you've been told through movies. I know you've been told through this and through that everything is okay. You have the greatest this and this and that. The dynamics of the world is far, far different than most people think. The U.S. isn't even as advanced as most people think. Everybody here, we sip the Kool-Aid here in the States. Well, the people here sip the Kool-Aid, not you guys. The rest of the world knows what's really up. Europe can't wait for the U.S. to get in a war so that they can say that we are siding against the U.S. England can't wait. They call her I won't say it, this is a family show. But the rest of the world is just waiting for the U.S. to overstep its bounds so there can be a global purge of the U.S. And then there is going to be a realliance globally. And some of those alliances will actually engage in confrontation. But those confrontations, I think, will be short. And as my man Scotty just went, Europe went just went against the U.S. Embassy in Jerusalem. Yes. Yes. It's all being set up. Now, this war, I do think that is going to be long enough to depopulate. It will be one that will be fought with tactical nukes. And I think that it will last for a couple of years. The overall demise of history will say that the U.S. was in war for many, many years before it finally lost in World War III. But they will chronicleize the overall axis of evil as being the downfall. And then they're going to come up with they bullied Saddam. Then they bullied Libya. And the rest of the world said, wait a minute. This country is rogue. We need to prepare ourselves for that. And boom, the coalition came together to defend themselves from a familiar adversary that had propagandized all of its colonization as being justified. And then the rest of the people here will see the U.S. as the way that the rest of the world sees them, as occupiers. By way of economic influence and by the barrel of a gun. Well, they're coming out with new currency, y'all. And everybody on the block now has a gun. And when everybody on the block now has a gun, everybody on the block has a say. And the one that used to have the loudest and biggest mouth on the block is no longer heard of, because the rest of the block make sure that they silence them first as a symbol as to this is what big mouth people get. And this is going to be ugly. And I want you to be as prepared for this as you possibly can. Will there be a world in which, or a situation in which, you'll be able to recover from the untied states of America? Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. It's just now is the time for you to plan for that. Now's the time for you to plan for that. My man L.A. Ramon just sent me something. Let me click on this, see what this is in the chat. Declassified nuclear test video release. Declassified nuclear detonation film released to the public for the first time. And I'm going to definitely say that some of the nuclear capabilities, some of the tactical nukes that there's going to be used are going to be strategical in nature, completely. And some of the tactical nukes are going to be ones in which they take the grid down. Then they'll be able to bring the grid back up. They have all the excuses that the grid was old, they won't be able to repair. They have everything that's needed to take that grid down and then bring it back up when they want to bring it back up. This is my man Scotty, and we talked about it yesterday. The CDG just days ago started a soft campaign to educate the public on nuclear war. Yep. And we're going to take a look at that. How much time? We don't have enough time today. But this is what I want to say to you all. Some of the things that I think is critical for you to be doing is that you have to position yourself within the black market. Being able to establish a black market and maintain a black market. Look at where you are throughout the country. What are some of the things? Know your area. one of the reasons why I had moved to Texas, I wanted to move to Texas long enough for me to get embedded in Texas and find my way around this place as much as possible before things go off the haywire. And you want to be in position and able to establish a black market. Those of us that are in cities, those of you that are in cities, you're in an ideal position, depending on what city that is, in different ways. There are some adversities of that. Of course, they are targets. But the overall shipping lanes, of goods and commerce are going to be controlled from there. You need to know where they are to establish a black market from that. My man L.A. Ramon says, yes, Scotty, the first time they released the article, they said unlikely. Then they switched it up. Yeah, we posted both of those articles, all those articles yesterday. What do you think of Colorado, Dave? Here's what I think, and I'm going to tell you different areas of the country real quickly, and I'm going to go over different areas, what you should be looking at and what's important. Colorado. I think that Colorado, the whole state of Colorado, is a ideal place for the clandestine organizations that have moved there to actually control and to make a defensive stand from Colorado. Colorado for a lot of reasons. One, because of the weather, the altitude, and the natural barriers that it has. Colorado is a fortified state because of the makeup and my man Ramon says all the military forces have support that's true. I think that is going to be a state that is going to be a hub. And it was chosen for a lot of reasons, and you can see the layout of the bases that are there and the Denver airport, where it's located. Its location of that Denver airport is strategical, completely strategical. And I don't know how many of you know how big Denver's airport is, and the symbology that's there. But it's telling everything. The overall gas and petroleum reserves that are in Colorado is way beyond what's necessary for Colorado, because they're not setting that place up for Colorado. They're setting that up for the agencies that have since moved there, their headquarters and everything else. That granite that's in Colorado is perfect. The weather is perfect. I would just say this, y'all. If the U.S. was a black country, Colorado would not be where they would make a stand at. It's too cold. It's too dang gone cold. Some people are genetically able to endure that because their bodies are made up differently. We have wide nostrils to be able to deal with the heat. Other people have their overall nasal cavity, their nasal makeup to be able to withstand the cold. I can't withstand the cold. A lot of y'all can't either. So just genetically made up, cold harms us. So, major. And, you know, I want to just say this, and I'm going to say in Texas. Texas is going to be one of the states that have resources that is going to be a state that is going to be fought for by all sides, the feds, China, Russia, and everyone else. Whoever brings the sweetest deal is where that place will go. Going to be difficult, but it controls too many resources. and symbolry of Texas, one of the things that I don't know if you all are aware of, I went to Dallas Love Field. It's where Kennedy flew in and then hours later flew back out in a coffin. And at Dallas Love Field, for those of you that are in Texas, next time you go to Dallas Love Field, I want you to take a look at the statue at the entryway of Love Field. It's a very telling statue that's there. And that statue, in my opinion, has a lot to say about the historical relevance and this, and the embeddedness within Texas. It's the Angel of Death that's there. They have a statue of the Angel of Death. You could Google it and see it. I don't know what they call it, but if you look at the statue, anybody worth their overall salt knows that that's the Angel of Death. And I think that is put there for the for what's going to be coming in the future. And the importance that that state will have. And I think that that state is going to go to the highest bidder. And I think I have an idea of who that bidder is going to be. And what they're going to be willing to asymmetrically engage in and to control that state, that country, that republic that they like to call it. So Texas is going to be a place that is going to have to survive because of the resources and its strategical location is critical. And I think that Mexico is going to have a big play in that. Who was the first country that Mexico called after having its war of words with celebrity figurehead Trump? Was China. Was China. California is going to be highly sought after because of its overall food production. It is one of those states that is also going to be fought over because of its location and its ports, which makes it critical to the economy that will be taking over California. And I'm going to tell you this. California will probably return to ancestral truths of why it has the name of California to the Calicians, to the influence of Khalifa, which stands all the way from the American, the Gulf of Mexico to the Ring of Fire all the way into China. China is going to be getting a lot of good inroads in the fertile land known as the first Egypt, being the United States. In my opinion, the true Egypt that happened to be mirrored in what today they call Egypt. No, the real true Egypt is in the land that they call now the United States. Arizona will be extremely, extremely important because of its celestial portals that are all through Arizona. This is why the pyramids are all in the Grand Canyon as well. Then the rest of the countries, the rest of the states in the country have significant meanings, but I would definitely say those are will be some the asset-rich portions of the United States will be the first ones that will be sought after Nevada, California, Louisiana, the South, highly sought up. New York City is critical. Everything within the Gulf states are critical. The middle of the country, because of its overall food basket, is going to be the number one, in my opinion, is going to be one of the greatest battlegrounds for control of that. Old middle America is going to be realize that this ain't Kansas no more, Dorothy. Then you would have the Eastern Seaboard, which is going to be a very, very difficult place because of the harsh winters that go through those areas. And the control of the country is not needed you don't have to occupy that area to control that area. You need to occupy the strategical important states that control resources, and those areas will fall. The industries will fall where the resources are controlled. The infighting that will be happening within the country is going to be huge. I would definitely say to you, know who is around you, know what influences are there, and know which ones could pop up. Because you have to engage in controlling and establishing a black market and having that mentality now. Doesn't matter how much you have. If you're able to have an appropriate response to this, you could do extremely well. Extremely well. And I'm going to say we're going to go to a break, but there are going to be some real areas that have a lot of problems because of their overall nuclear waste sites that are all through there. You need to know about that and what that means and what that entails, especially when the lights go out. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. Getting ready to go to a commercial break, and when we come back, we'll jump into the rest of the show. Give us a call, 866-510-9025. 866-510-9025. Then hit star, and we'll see you in queue, and we'll definitely bring you up. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Media Project launched the digital radio platform Black Talk Radio Network, the first such platform created to serve the black community specifically. Black Talk Radio Network has grown with a variety of radio hosts, digital radio stations, and podcasters. Web analytics say Black Talk Radio, the platform, has an online reach that ranks it among the top independent black media platforms in the world. All of this is possible because of financial contributions to the nonprofit Black Talk Media Project. If you love the work we do and the voices and perspectives we bring to you every day, make a donation today to ensure that Black Talk Radio is here in the future. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I am not on the board, so I won't be able to see if you. If you have a question or comment, definitely give us a call, 866-510-9025, and say, excuse me. I will see you in queue, and we'll definitely bring you up. I got to do a little traveling real quick, so if you have a question or comment, we'd love to hear from you. Just give us a call. 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. We'll hear you, just say excuse me, and we'll definitely bring you up to answer your overall question or your comment. So just was running across a couple of the states, and what I thought of those states, and I'm not by any means an authority of anything, but I'm just looking at this from a standpoint, and I would say that when the destabilization finally hits here in the United States, the people here in the States, and what is known as enough, they're not used. They're nowhere near used to this. They're used to seeing this on TV and hearing about this country, this happening in this country, that happening. They're not used to any form of destabilization, and they're going to absolutely lose their mind, in my opinion, when things go awry. But from that, initially, the initial shock and everything is going to bring about a confusion like never ever before. Then what's going to happen is that people are going to be completely shocked like they were before in the past, expecting something to happen that never happened, where we're so used to technology in this country, and we're so used to having this and having that, and then when that no longer works, think about this. When this overall war jumps off, people aren't going to be going to work. And people that you usually would say, hey, they need to be to work. In order for, you know, I'm used to the fire department being at work. I'm used to paramedics being at work. They're not at work. I'm used to the electric company people being at work. But I'm going to tell you what will be working. Your TVs definitely will be working, because the propaganda machine will definitely get out. It will be spotty and everything else, but oh, believe me, the overall dramatization of CNN and this and NBC, CBS, and all these other—they'll be spotty, but they'll be working, and everybody will be tuning in. And while they're tuning into that type of stuff, you should be surveying. I have already made a survey of your general area. Excuse me. And have looked at the things that you need. Now, I'm not saying go out and have converted property where you take somebody's property. You better be careful of that, because you're going to be running up against some people that know what's going on and is aware and been preparing for a whole time, and you think that you're going to walk up on somebody and say it's going to be a surprise like you've never seen before.
Hey, Dave.
You're going to catch a surprise. And I'm going to tell you, in this system, when this thing goes awry, it's three things. You don't want to get sick, injured, or in trouble. Because if you do, you're putting yourself in harm's way in a very painful way. Very, 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 very painful way.
David.
Yeah, go ahead, Scotty.
Yeah, we lost power the other day. I think it was Sunday. About 400 homes up here. And so it started like 8:30 that morning on a Sunday morning. I'm not even out to bed. The only person... people I know up that early is going to church. Okay, I don't know what time the mosque,
right,
you know, let people in. So they lost power, man, and it was off for like six hours. So I was like just thinking as I was pulling out the generator, which is on the wagon and pulling it up to the house and laying out my cords to turn everything on that we need on, including, well, we didn't have any live broadcasting that I needed to broadcast, but Elliot broadcast, but that's the good thing about our setup is anybody with power. So if I needed to broadcast, I could have. So, but I was just thinking, man, people not prepared, man, and you right. You know, cause it's hunting property up here. You know, a large portion of the property of our family, and we got a lot of people live around here. I just told you 400 families. You know, just think 400 families in these 400 homes. That's a lot of competition for resources, and people gonna be out hunting and stuff like that. So it's gonna be people looking to control, you know what I'm saying, their property, their piece of land. So it could get like, you know, Mad Max type stuff, but you know, I was just thinking, being out of power, that just for those few hours, how, man, you know, how many people don't got a generator, if they got a baby in the house or they got a sick, you know what I'm saying, a family member who need some kind of respirator or something like that. Yeah, man, so people are not prepared, man, and if you're going to be making relationships, you should have been established relationships, you know what I'm saying, with people in different areas.
Right.
There's a lot of black people in rural areas, man. It's not like I'm up here by myself. It's pockets of us. I mean, this is where the majority of us come from. And then because of economic reasons, migrated north. So I got family in Detroit that's still there. But, I mean, it could get tight, man. It could really. So those relationships, so like if it went down like that in Detroit, my family members up there know they come down to North Carolina. They just got to have enough gas to make it. You know what I'm saying? And so I was like, man,
You got to get there.
Yeah, I got to. Also, I was thinking, man, I need a couple of more containers, some of them big 5 gallon, no, maybe 10 gallon, what they had in the military. Get me a couple of those, man. And then you have to treat it so that it don't collect water, and then so it's a whole lot of maintenance involved in it, and just pulling everything out and doing the inventory. Once I had everything set up and even connected cables, man, the power came back on. So I wasn't mad. It forced me to do an inventory, make sure the joker worked. You got to do regular maintenance. They just remind me of basic stuff in the military. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, be prepared,
man, Scotty. Yeah, it's critical because, you know, a lot of people would look at this and say, well, you know what, I don't even want to, you know, survive anything like that. But that's not the basic nature of human beings. The nature of human beings is to survive whatever.
Hey, one more thing, Dave. On Colorado, I was reading a story in btrcommunity.com about some turkeys attacking the people that live there, that they're so overrun with turkeys. And as I think it mentioned in the story, or somebody mentioned in the comments, that hey, I don't know if they got any homeless people in that area of Colorado, but they could be roasting over a spit fire, you know what I'm saying, and be eating for days because they can't pass like no extermination. So, I mean, knowing areas like that, man, where there's abundance of food. So that's where the food going to be at, is in the rural areas, man. You got to know these hunting areas and what have you. All right, Dave.
No. So true. And the thing about it is that when this thing jumps off, it's going to catch so many people by surprise. And all of our cities are overly populated. And getting out of those cities is going to be virtually impossible because cars are going to run out of gas. You've seen Atlanta when that storm hit. We're going to be dealing with a lot of that, a whole lot of that. So I want you all to be as prepared as possible. And the best thing to do is survey where you are. Realize this. If you had to all of a sudden leave where you live, what would you be taking? I bet you it would be none of that garbage and that consumer stuff that the system has taught us to worship. It won't be any of that. And we're in winter. And winters are no joke. socks, shoes, being able to stay warm, headgear, gloves, all of that stuff. You can't survive in these elements nowadays. And then the power goes out. Here's what I want to say with the power going out. Every person here should go to the local, try to go to, if they still have them at their Home Depots and places like that, go get a clay pot. You need a clay pot with a hole at the bottom of it and some candles. You need to be able to put that in a very sturdy place that won't tip over, light candles in it, and then have a clay pot big enough with the hole in the bottom of it. Turn it upside down, put your candle inside of there, light it, and that candle will generate so much heat in that clay pot that that will give you some warmth that will be sustainable for a while. That is something every home should have, because if the power goes out, whew, in the wintertime, not comfortable at all. And we'll look back at here and say, why didn't I do this and why didn't I do that? But it'll be too late. It'll be just like you have a toothache and the only thing you want to see is a dentist to alleviate you of that toothache. You better take care of, we need to take care of all of these things now. Now. Very cheap thing to do. See, this is why Black Talk Radio Network is so important. And we're sleeping on this. There's no way in the world Scotty should be in this position. We're going to need each other. You're going to, those that didn't make the donation, you're going to need Black Talk Radio Network. Because those that have made the donation have already started to prepare, and they know that Black Talk Radio Network was so important. Get a pot, a clay pot. The ones that you see everywhere, you know, regular clay pot, the bigger the better. Get some candles, some long-lasting candles, and use that for heat. Don't allow the children or the dog or anything else to be around and playing around that, because you don't want no fire. Because one of the things, when the power goes out, people are going to be burning everything. Don't have your generator on in your house and then carbon dioxide to put you to sleep for good. So these are some of the things that we definitely need to be aware of. So if you have any questions or comments before we get out of here, we got 5 minutes left. Give us a call, 866-510-9025. Scotty's going to be coming up with BTR News. Black Talk Radio News is coming up right after Tando Radio Show, so I want to make room for that. So if you have any questions or comments before we get out of here, let's jump into it now. Relationships, relationships, relationships.
Hey, Dave.
Yes.
I would love to see you put out a video, you know, showing the visual, because I can't visualize this clay pot burning, bro. I just don't see it. So, what do you mean, like a flower pot?
Yes, Thomas. You know, just, and they're real cheap. They're, you know, grab a medium-sized one. I will actually, there's actually, we'll go to YouTube and put a clay pot heater. Clay pot heater. You'll be able to see it there. It works. You have to be able to generate heat in different ways. It absolutely works. Very, very cheap. And will provide, you can provide heat in an apartment, in a home, or wherever. You need to be looking at that. And I love it because his overall signature, his light signature, is much less. Very, very critical. So definitely have to do it. Okay, everyone, we got to get ready to get out of here. BTR News is coming up with Scotty right after Tando Radio Show. It's never goodbye. As always, we'll see you later. And before you ask for a fortune, make sure to give one away and support Black Talk Radio Network, because you're going to need it. We're going to need each other. So, Brother Braggs, if you'll be so kind, brother, to chime us out of here, and we'll talk to you all soon. Peace, peace. Much love, much respect. We'll talk to you soon.
Peace, peace. dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.